text. Now, at this stage, we're all very familiar with selfies, those pictures that people take of themselves and post up online. I didn't really have to describe that, did I? Anyway, they don't seem to serve an awful lot of purpose, but there is one time that taking a selfie might be a good idea, when you're in a changing room. I should keep going, actually. Wait a minute now. It might be a good idea to take a selfie when you're in a changing room and you can't decide if the outfit that you're thinking of buying really suits you. Basically, when you're in a changing room, okay, you can't decide if the outfit that you're thinking of buying really suits you and you need another opinion, basically, okay? Like, I mentioned it the other week that they have these things in the shops. Now we're going to talk about that, which is like, does my bum look big in this? You can ask your friend who's at home. And basically, you know when the shop assistant is looking at you to make a quick sale, that just gets in the way. Anyway, just one of the many ways that new technology and social media is invading the high street is what I've just described very badly. Before, shopping had very much invaded the online world, but it hadn't really gone the other way until now, that is. The high street is becoming high-tech in ways that you couldn't possibly imagine. But somebody who knows all about this is TV presenter, stylist and fashion blogger Angela Scanlon. Now, while I put on the kettle, she's going to tell you all about it. So, Angela, the changing room selfie, an awful lot more sophisticated recently, with some changing rooms even featuring the technology to take selfies as actually part of its setup. There's stuff there.
There is stuff taken away. I mean, like you mentioned, I suppose, and I was listening to the item before, and talking about 19p for a tin of beans. Things have changed a lot from the time we first started shopping online, and we're very sceptical and a little bit afraid of putting your credit card details out into the ether. And yes, we have all caught on to online shopping. It is absolutely natural to us. And now this whole clicks and mortar thing, kind of turning it on its head and capitalising, I suppose, on that online presence. And, you know, in a lot of instances, it's about brands trying to create this experiential. It's not, you know, just simply making the quick sale, the, you know, chick outside the changing room saying, no, honestly, it does look good on you. And then you realise it's hideous when your ma tells you when you get home. So I think it's kind of about a creating experience about more sophisticated, savvy shoppers who want to be part of a bigger thing, not just buy something. And this whole selfie thing is just one element of that.
Okay, so one of the other elements, you just mentioned there online shopping. Mm-hmm. We all online shop. But even online shopping is becoming slightly, with what we're talking about here, a thing of the past, because you never know if it's going to fit or if the colours are going to suit or anything like that. But now you can virtually try on outfits as well.
Yeah, well, I think online shopping is still the way. I think people are still, you know, rushed. It's the idea of being in your pyjamas while you do all this rather than lugging around town with bags.
There's a lot of people
like
do that in the shops.
Well, yeah, that's true. Questionable, but yes, it does still happen. But yeah, I mean, like, say, let's look at the selfie thing. Narcissistic in some ways, but an absolute language. It's something, it's not a buzzword anymore. Social media is not a buzzword. It's the language that young people, it's what everybody does, I suppose, now. And this selfie thing is a way into that. So it's Karl Lagerfeld has launched his flagship store. So it's like the baby sister of Chanel. And it's on Regent Street in London. And these selfies, iPads essentially built into the walls of the changing room, lighting so that usually, I mean, it's pretty grim the way you look in a changing room. This is perfectly lit. Carl has hand selected filters so that you can basically take a picture of your ass or your face or your top and send it to your mates on Twitter or Instagram or pin it on Pinterest and they will tell you, you should buy it. Or you're just saying, I'm in the Karl Lagerfeld shop on Regent Street, therefore I am cool and maybe at some point I'll buy something.
So that's what it's all about. It's
about
just to make the statement. It's like saying, I was at their Nirvana gig in Dunleary.
Exactly. Right, it's about kind of capturing that. And I suppose, you know, like young people now, if you don't have photographic evidence, it didn't happen or it may as well not have happened. So it's this kind of validation.
That gets right down to it. Okay, listen, look, selfies, they're one of the most obvious ways that technology is invading the high street. And there are others, of course, as well. Now, the mirror in some stores has more to it than meets the eye. Is it a case then we can really say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest on the mall? And if the answer to that is kind of obviously yes, because that's the way it's gone, the Harvey Nichols thing, etc. It's not just the designer or top-end department stores that are buying into all this new technology. Marks and Spencer's getting in on the craze as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely infiltrated the high street. Like, if you look at the high-end, Burberry have always been really, really forward-thinking in it. One of the things that that they do in their store is microchips in the clothing. So that, say, I try on a Burberry dress, I stand in front of the mirror, some technology that I'm not even going to try to understand how this works. You look in the mirror and the image of the dress that you're wearing as it was seen on the catwalk appears. I mean, I'm kind of torn between this. I'm pretty sure I'll feel a bit shit if I've seen a chick on the catwalk wearing it. But maybe it's kind of testament to the fact that we really want to see how, you know, trends and how focused we are on trends. But yeah, M&S are doing a similar version. So they're smaller regional stores which don't have the depth and the breadth of the of product have got virtual rails. So in the fitting room, you try on your top and then you see a virtual rail of a skirt and a dress and everything from those, you know, numerous collections that are in those flagship stores. So you can then pop online directly and buy it in the changing.
And how technological does it go? I mean, there's scanners that map 3,000 points on the body so you can get a perfect pair of jeans in some of these booths that they have around the world.
Yeah,
so
I mean, look,
do we have any of them here yet?
We don't. I mean, BT2 had a thing called the Magic Mirror where you would go in. It was kind of similar to the Karl Lagerfeld thing before, maybe a year ago, and the same thing. You would try on an outfit, you'd pop out into the like communal hallway, say, of the changing room and send off your image, but not to the same extent whereby they're, you know, measuring the contours and
okay, but hold on, you send off your image. Are we talking Twitter, Facebook, Snapshot? Do you link with friends?
All of the above.
It's a does my bum look big in this question,
exactly.
Answered by whoever you want it answered by.
Yeah, and it's kind of, I suppose, talking to a bigger community. And let's look closer to home. Frock Advisor, which is the brainchild of Off the Rails, Sonia Lennon and Brendan Courtney, Lennon Courtney, which is their label, and they've set up an app and an online space, if you like, called Frock Advisor, which is aimed at customers connecting with their favourite boutiques and their friends. So it's looking at independent boutiques who may not have, you know, budgets to kind of invest in these off the wall technological advancements, but it's looking at, say, the premise is that I really like your shirt, Dave, even though I'm wearing an identical one. And I'll say,
thanks,
I'll take
much.
A picture of your shirt, upload it onto my community, and the boutiques that I follow, the friends that I have online will say, oh yeah, I have that shirt hanging on my rail in my boutique in Carlow. Right. Here you go, here's a link, buy it online. Or my friend will go, oh, actually I saw one of those in costume on Castle Market Street, you should buy it there.
Okay, buy it online. There is a thing though that, like, you know, even if you go ordinary old fashioned shopping, you get the bus into town, you know, you could be a size 10 in one, a size 12 in another, a size 8 in another. Doesn't that happen in many ways?
All the time.
Does
and
it?
There's the yeah, I think, I mean, there is no set size, I suppose, and there's a thing called vanity sizing, which a lot of the high street stores will have bought into, which is the idea that women don't really care whether the size is right or true or correct, they just want it to be smaller. So if they're wearing a 12 but it says 10 on the label, then everybody wins, including the high street store who has just sold a smaller size dress to a woman who may not have worn it for 10 years. So yeah, it's harder to navigate that ground online, I suppose, but again, a lot of people are, you know, relatively loyal. If you buy from Topshop, you might feel confident that their size 12 always fits you, and also I think online have become more aware of that as a barrier, so they're offering, you know, free returns, and they make it easier for people to buy and try and send back the vast
majority.
Right,
but like, there's other stuff that's happening in terms of shops and how they try and get you and all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they're getting past all the leaflet distributors and the petitioners and the charity chuggers and all the rest, because they have these things where I think they go straight to your phone, like some sort of chips within as you pass. I mean, like, I know that in what was the movie with Tom Cruise? I've suddenly forgotten it. Minority Report. Was
Yeah.
And like, you know, where the ad on the wall speaks directly to you. This is even more insidious, I think, is probably the word. And that in that something goes straight to your phone as you pass by a shop or whatever to entice you, rather than somebody handing you a leaflet or looking for money or whatever kind of thing. And you think you're not being conned or whatever, but because a certain generation, I'm getting there, don't worry, are so bloody self-obsessed and stupid and leaning over their phones all the time, they think if it comes to their phone, oh, that's for me.
But you
must
see,
go
I
in
think
and buy that.
You're being very cynical there.
No,
this is
me.
Say I'm sitting at home looking at things and I've shared a pair of shoes on Instagram that I saw wherever and I've really liked them, or I've tagged something on Pinterest from a Topshop store from wherever, River Island, whatever, or an independent boutique. And when I'm passing that store or when I walk into that store, a tag will pop up on my phone to say, oh, by the way, remember that shirt that you really liked on Facebook or wherever? It's there or it's downstairs.
Can't argue against all that. That's pretty cool, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and also, I suppose it's like in, I guess, stores that are so... you know, there's no personal kind of interaction. A lot of these big stores, you're just another number. Walk in, buy, or else get out.
Yeah.
It feels like it's a very personal shopping experience, I suppose. And there's, I guess, a push towards trying to bring that boutique personal feel.
Have you ever seen that thing? I saw a thing about on TV, about a thing in Korea. I'm going off piste.
I'm with you.
I know, it's amazing. It's in the underground in Korea. Yeah. Now, I've never been to Korea, but it's this thing, like all these walls. It's like, actually, I put this. You know the way you're in an aisle of a supermarket, and like the walls are just flat with kind of pictures of milk here or margarine here or something here, and you're there waiting for your train, and you just press this and this. It links into the local Tesco, whatever the thing is, and it's delivered to your house by the time you get home, kind of thing. Yeah, and you press one milk and blah 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 and this kind of thing. It's on the walls of the thing. It's like it's virtual wall shopping or whatever.
Oh my god,
it's incredible.
I thought it was a supermarket
when I saw it on the TV. It's not. It's just a wall with stuff.
And
on
so
it.
Literally you. Yeah. Online shop.
Yeah, and like I mean, everybody, like it's not as though you take a milk out. It's the same bit of milk that everybody's hitting.
Wow.
Sorry, I was doing so well. I blew it with that last bit.
It's
the same bit
eloquent.
Of milk that everybody's hitting.
They don't have to replace the picture every time.
God, we should have recorded this. We could have cut that out.
But you know what? That's the thing. It's kind of where, you know, we expect that. People are kind of lazy now. They're like, oh, I don't want to stand in the supermarket anymore and pull the milk and
It's not being lazy to not want to go shopping in the supermarket. I actually don't mind doing that, but I don't necessarily do it like four days a week or something.
It. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's handy that you can do it while you're killing time doing something that's quite, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Unproductive. Yeah. And
especially when the sign says next train 10 minutes, kind of thing. Great, I've got 10 minutes to shop.
Exactly, but I don't know whether it would work on the Dublin bus signs. There'd be like graffiti moustaches on your milk.
Let's get back to the tablets business. I mean, they are becoming very common in a lot of stores, aren't they?
Yeah, they're everywhere. And I mean, look, if you know, obviously the Karl Lagerfeld thing built into the wall, the selfies, all of that kind of stuff. But if you look, M&S, you mentioned earlier on, Reese, I was in the other day, and they have Reese, which is like top of, it's a store, not a person.
My son has a friend called Reese.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm sure he's a lovely fellow.
He is, very nice fellow.
But no, it's a shop, and they do some nice fella stuff as well, actually. And
what do they sell?
They sell clothes, jumpers. Oh,
she's looking at me, the smartest of mother of God, where's this guy been?
No, but yeah, they have iPads. So, and they've got a big online presence. And again, some of their, say, Irish stores wouldn't be as big as the UK ones. So what you'll find is, I think historically or a few years ago, there was a sense that if people went in store, you needed to make the sale there. And there was a kind of shunning of the online and hoping that people didn't go there because whether it's commission based or whatever, or the fear that online was going to wipe physical stores altogether, I suppose, in the initial instance. But now it's kind of this synergy, I suppose.
So would you stay behind the microphone for God's sake? You're going all
around. Sorry, am I moving? Am I like dancing?
That's a bit better. Now okay. Focus.
Sorry, my hands get a little busy.
Joel's in a very sensitive number on the piano.
Okay, back to the old iPads, and I promise I'm going to stay still.
Billy Joel likes to think of.
I know. I love a bit of Billy Joel.
Do you know?
I do. Yeah, but I don't think he was into iPads. But yeah, basically, you can. Instead of joining a queue that might, on a Saturday afternoon, be 15 people deep, you could go to the sales assistant and she clicks through
it. I hate to sound like one's grandfather, but isn't in part the whole deal going into town and bumping into people? And
oh, yeah, no, but this is in store. You're standing in the store, but instead of joining the queue and waiting. No, so you go into the store, you pick a shirt up, and if they don't have it in your size, the girl can stand there and check what store they do. Is there one down the road that have it? Or can you buy it directly online? She'll hook it up for you, hand over your credit card, you buy it online, it's delivered to your door the next day, or very simply you take the shirt, she pops the transaction through while you're standing there in the changing room rather than you taking it, joining a queue.
Have you already kind of spoken about, or did I miss it, on the Kate Spade situation or something like that?
I mean, see, this I'm a bit funny about.
Who's Kate Spade now?
So Kate Spade, like a little bit, but not menswear. So it's a New York designer, kind of very famous for handbags and accessories, but do like mainline women's wear as well, and a New York based label, and in their store in New York they have got the same kind of touchscreen situation but in the windows. So if you're standing on a Saturday night, you can buy from the window stuff that's online or in store or whatever else. So I mean that to me is a bit weird, because it kind of defeats the purpose. Why would you be standing on the middle of the street outside a shop buying clothes that are inside it? It just doesn't make sense to me. That's gimmicky, and I think there are a lot of tech technology.
That's the word, but you can do it.
I was like, are we going technological? You know, there's a lot of gimmicks out there, and I think the retailers who will make the most and who kind of are moving with the times and capitalizing on these trends are the ones who are doing it in very real terms, not these gimmicky silly things. Like, let's look at Target. Pinterest. Have you heard of Pinterest?
I have. Look at her.
Okay, yeah, look at you.
We've done a whole item on it. I'm an expert.
Okay, good. So Pinterest, for anyone who doesn't know, is basically an online mood board. So it's kind of similar to Instagram, but you can group all of your images. So if you have a hair inspiration board that you pull images from, and clothes, whatever else. So Target in America have their own Pinterest board. A lot of retailers do. So they will put images up there of stuff, and the ones that are shared and liked and kind of create the most buzz, they will then, in the physical stores, put little tags around a shirt or a jumper saying that this was basically off the charts on Pinterest, and then hopefully pushing through that sale. Right. And again, that's
okay,
synergy.
That made a lot of sense, but you did say hair inspiration board.
I did. Sorry, that was a personal one there.
A hair inspiration board. I must get one. I'll buy it this afternoon, but I won't get a bus into town to buy it. Okay, so like basically, like no matter what you say about the technology and all these kind of things, is the smartphones is where it's at.
Totally. And I think it's like social. All of those things are what we're doing all the time. And you just have to look around at people walking, like your head is in your phone all the time. You're watching telly, you're on your phone, you're on the bus, you're on your phone. And I suppose for a lot of retailers, there was a feeling that this online space was so ripe for the picking, but it wasn't always that instant. So, you know, you looked at magazines and this kind of immediate shoppable magazine and shoppable pages and all of that kind of stuff. And that, it hasn't quite been cracked. And I suppose what they're trying to do with this whole clicks and mortar thing is pull online stuff, almost using online as a research, kind of.
Yeah.
And then pushing through and making
it
feel. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And making it feel like, again, that experiential.
And constructing a database.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's a huge part of it. And I mean, it's kind of the annoying thing a lot of times.
They have that constructing a database situation down to a T in America, where they have booths, like just in kind of, as you go into shopping centres, and you can kind of, they can tell your sex, age, and the kind of day it is. And if they're selling confectionery, they'll sell you immediately an ice cream because it's a hot day kind of thing. Now, that'll never happen in Ireland.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean?
No.
All right, okay, it doesn't matter. Okay, let's move swiftly on.
Yeah,
okay.
Like as in, if it's a hot day and you stand in the booth, you need an ice cream.
It can kind of tell you what it is. You kind of flash up in front of you what it is. Like, in case you're trying to make up your mind, it makes up your mind for you.
Oh,
but look, just the last thing about the technology and all the rest, with all the gimmicks, etc., and I presume this is never going to happen because, you know, the people in charge of all these things would never lose sight of what the whole thing is at the end of the day, which is money, which is there for their product being sold. Mm-hmm. But is there a danger that some brands of stores have put too much emphasis on technology gimmicks and lose track of that most important thing, their product? No, because product means profits.
I think no is the answer. I think the stores that are more sophisticated, that aren't shoving product down your throat, that aren't going for the hard sell, are the ones that you feel kind of, I suppose you feel they're cooler. It's a longer game, I think. And when you're looking at a younger audience, which all this social stuff is predominantly focused at, it's about kind of grooming a younger audience who will ultimately be buying your stuff, but it's creating brand. It's essentially advertising. If I go in and take a picture of my outfit in, let's go back to the initial reference, in the Karl Lagerfeld store, and I share it with my however many followers online, that's kind of, you know, a very subtle way of advertising somebody's product. And if they buy into you, and then they buy into that product by default. So it's more subtle, it's a longer game, it's more savvy, I think, and it's right. The way that things are moving.
But all these shortcuts, you can't buy class, you can't buy style, you know, you can't do it this way through technology, you got to do it through the real deal.
I mean, if you're selling crap, then none of the gimmicks matter.
Actually what I was saying, but it's okay. All right, listen, Angela, thank you very much indeed. TV presenter, stylist and fashion blogger, Angela Scanlon. Thank you very much indeed for dropping in. Fair play to you. Now, you won't be getting the bus into town today to shop, will you? No, I'm damn sure you won't. 2F.